joining us now, and he's a great friend of the program, and we've had really, I believe, very important, impactful interviews that we've done together over a number of years, and he just is terrific at what he does, and that is Dr. Kane Chang. Dr. Kane Chang is, let me give you his leadership title. He is the Director of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery, and he is a very distinguished vascular surgeon with DeBora Specialty Physicians. This means that Dr. Chang treats disease of the blood vessels. One of our listeners may be checking in that wrote me, is dealing with something that is exactly within Dr. Chang's discipline, I believe, and we'll see if he'll be checking in at 609-407-1450 if you have a question about today's topic, which is specifically carotid artery disease, and we'll get to that in just a moment. From a professional accomplishment standpoint, Dr. Chang, there are many that I could choose from, including Fellow of the American College of Surgeons, Specialty Training Vascular Surgery, Staten Island University Hospital in Staten Island, New York, Board Certified Vascular Surgery, Residency General Surgery, Staten Island University Hospital in Staten Island, New York, Special Interest Vascular and Endovascular Surgery. Without further delay, we welcome Dr. Chang to his program. Welcome, Dr. Chang.
Good morning, Harry. Great to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on again today.
Great to hear your voice again. And this is your program, and we're so grateful for your expertise. And I love our partnership together, Dr. Chang. Well, let's start as basic as we can be on the topic of carotid artery disease. What is carotid artery disease?
So basically, the carotid arteries are the two main blood vessels in your neck that supply the majority of your brain. And you can develop blockages within them. Usually it's like a plaque buildup that occurs in the carotid arteries. And the reason why, as a vascular surgeon, we take this very seriously and it's important to know is that these blockages can actually cause strokes. Sometimes you will have symptoms prior to having a stroke from the carotid arteries, but there are times, which is pretty often in the way these diseases present, is that the first symptom will be a stroke. So that's why it's important that these lesions are discovered and treated appropriately if necessary.
One of your listeners who admitted, and I wrote back, please, there's nothing to be afraid of, but they wrote, I'm too afraid to call in, but would you pose my question for Dr. Chang? I said, of course I will. And their question was, they had elaborate imaging done. They had no blockages. Everything was looking good. They were about, I believe they wrote about 60 years old, but they said that in the imaging, in the narrative that they wrote to the patient, that there's some calcification. And what they want to know, is that a normal sort of sign of aging, or is that minimal calcification because there was no grave concern about any blockage or anything like that? But when they saw this calcification issue, is that something that does come with age, or is that something to be concerned about?
I mean, it's hard to really specifically comment on the specifics, but in general, calcification is not something you normally should see. It's not always terribly abnormal. But the importance is that if you have calcification and you have a blockage within that calcification, then there's more of a concern.
Got it.
But it's not normal to have calcification, but it doesn't always mean there's something terribly wrong.
Appreciate with what we could give you that you were able to share what you could. What causes blockage in the carotid artery?
So a lot of times, sort of like what you allude to, it is an aging process. As patients get older, you tend to develop plaque buildup. A lot of times that is associated with diet. So, you know, it's important to eat a healthy diet and keep your cholesterol down with diet and medication. Sometimes it is associated with smoking also. So smoking is an increased risk factor for having blockages in your carotid arteries. But there's various things that can cause it. But usually the most important thing is really once patients get older, they have more of a tendency to develop the blockages.
If you have a question for Dr. Chang, the phone number is 609-407-1450. 609-407-1450. Let's say good morning to Bob, who can say good morning to Dr. Chang. Hello, Bob. Thank you
for
listening. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Harry. Good morning, Dr. Chang. Dr. Chang, I had a very severe hamstring injury. I had my hamstring, was my tendons were severed earlier this year, and in my right leg. And I've noticed this was about 2 months ago I had surgery. So I noticed my right ankle is swollen, and there seems to be some black and blue also. I sent Harry a photograph of it. And anyway, I'm just wondering, I should go see a vascular surgeon, number one, because, swelling of the ankles apparently may have something to do with cardiovascular right. issue. And, in the past, though, I have had a tendon issue in that right ankle, too. So
Hey, Bob, let me specifically say to Dr. Chang so he can properly know even a little bit more. The photo that Bob sent to me, Dr. Chang, his foot, you can tell the ankle's swollen, but the foot is so, and it goes all the way up to basically the calf that I can see. Well, the photo ends at the calf, where there is what looked like a bunch of broken blood vessels.
Okay. Yeah, basically, based on that, certainly if the swelling and the other things are causing continued issues, then it would be appropriate to see a vascular surgeon for it. It could be a vascular issue, could be indirectly related. It could be an orthopedic issue also, since you had a injury. But certainly, given what you described, I think it should be looked at and certainly get a better idea of what the problem is. And if we, as a vascular surgeon, can't treat it, certainly we would refer you to the orthopedic or someone else that we think is the appropriate person to see. Yeah. But based on what you described, I think you should have that checked out.
Yeah, I agree. I want to rule out the cardiovascular issue. It's hopefully it's just orthopedic.
Right.
So.
Right.
All right, Dr. Chang, thank you. Appreciate your help.
Being a vascular surgeon would be a good starting point. Sure.
Yep.
Bob, thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you for checking
you.
In. If you have a question for Dr. Chang, he is here until 35 minutes past the hour. Today's topic on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is all about carotid artery disease. 609-407-1450. And Dr. Chang is the director of vascular and endovascular surgery, Deborah Specialty Physicians. They have offices conveniently located in Toms River, Manahawkin, Whiting, Burlington, Mount Laurel, New Jersey. So, that's multiple counties within our listening radius. And patients with carotid artery disease can be diagnosed in all of the offices that I mentioned. And the easiest way to go about meeting Dr. Chang and their great team would be go to the website, Deborah Specialists, with an S at the end, specialists.com. DeborahSpecialists.com. Back to our Q&A with Director Chang, Dr. Chang. How is carotid artery disease related to stroke? You mentioned how it could result in that. What's the relation?
So basically what happens is that if your blockage in the carotid artery is pretty severe and continues to develop into a critical range, once you're in that critical range, what can happen is a piece of that plaque can break off as your blood is pulsating through the lesion, and that piece of plaque then travels and goes all the way up to your brain and blocks off one of the critical branches in your brain. That's actually what causes a stroke. So essentially there's no blood flow to a portion of your brain, and that actually is causing a stroke. So when we treat the carotid disease, the idea is to remove the risk of stroke by removing that plaque. Traditionally, there's two ways of doing this. There's a traditional way of surgery, which is called carotid endarterectomy. And we still do that in quite a bit of situations in which you make an incision and you physically scoop out that plaque. More commonly now is that we're doing a lot of carotid stents. Carotid stent technology has significantly evolved up over the years, and we are now offering a new procedure called transcarotid artery revascularization. That's TCAR, T-C-A-R for short. And it's a newer way of treating the blockages minimally invasive with stents that is even safer than the way it used to be done with stents. We've been doing that quite a bit now and offering that to our patients also.
We have much more content coming up. We take one and only one break during Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. And today, Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Kane Chang, Deborah Specialty Physician. Dr. Kane Chang is the Director of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery at Deborah Specialty Physicians. Offices conveniently located in Toms River, Manahawkin, Whiting, Burlington, and Mount Laurel. And patients with carotid artery disease can be diagnosed in all of the offices I've mentioned. So wherever you are right now, one of those is undoubtedly very convenient for you to get to. Just go to DeborahSpecialists.com for more information and to schedule your appointment. When we come back in just a few minutes, Director Dr. Chang is going to address the issue of symptoms. What are the symptoms of carotid artery disease? Much more in just a few minutes as we continue.
Life is hectic here in South Jersey, but one thing you don't have to worry about is missing the information you need while you're running around doing a zillion things. That's why WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you everything you need to know in 6 minutes at the top of every hour. National headlines from Fox News Radio, South Jersey News, and your local AccuWeather forecast all in 6 minutes. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
It is my privilege, distinct privilege, to present Dr. Kane Chang, vascular endovascular surgeon, board certified in vascular surgery. Dr. Chang earned his medical degree from NYU School of Medicine. He went on to complete his residency in general surgery at Hershey Medical Center, Pennsylvania State University, completed additional residency training in general surgery and a fellowship in vascular surgery at Staten Island University Hospital, as I mentioned when we were bringing Dr. Chang on. And he's just fabulous. And I've already heard from a couple of listeners that are going to be reaching out. And all you have to do, it's very simple, go to DeborahSpecialists.com. We present for the next, oh, it's going to go quick here from now, uninterrupted for the next 14 minutes, Deborah Specialty Physician, Dr. Kane Chang, Director of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery, with offices in Toms River, Manahawkin, Whiting, Burlington, and Mount Laurel. Patients with carotid artery disease can be diagnosed in all of these offices. Simply go for more information and to schedule your appointment, go to DeborahSpecialists.com. Dr. Chang, what are the symptoms? Because I'm sure there are people listening right now wondering, is this me? Is Dr. Chang talking to me right now? What are the symptoms of carotid artery disease?
So the symptoms are stroke symptoms, and those would include basically a loss of use of one side of your body. So typically what happens is you lose the use of your right arm or one of the arms or one of the legs. You can sometimes have like a tingling sensation in your arm or leg. Usually what I tell my patients is that if you're having these stroke-like symptoms, it's not a very subtle thing. It's not like your finger is a little numb or your hand is a little numb. It's very obvious that something is terribly wrong. That's one thing that can happen. Sometimes you can also have a temporary blindness of one of the eyes. So sort of unexpectedly, you will lose vision out of the one eye, and a lot of times it'll open back up. Sometimes you also have a speech issue. So you have like a inability to form words, garbled speech or slurred speech. But the bottom line is that when these types of symptoms do occur, it's pretty obvious in most patients' mind that something is terribly wrong. It's not like a little minor thing.
And
if that does happen and it doesn't go away, I'm sorry.
I was going to follow up with what I know you're just about to do. So right back to you, doctor.
Right. So if those symptoms happen, they don't go away, you immediately need to call the ambulance and go to the ER. But it's very, very important to understand that if they happen and they go away, don't just ignore them. You have to immediately go see a vascular surgeon or a neurologist or a vascular specialist to look into it in greater detail to see if that truly was a stroke.
I think the second part, all of it was very, very instructive and down flat out important. But for anyone that would have symptoms and, oh, it all went away, so I'll just go about my life like nothing happened, I'm so happy that you, as a point of emphasis, said the second part of that, because just because it passed, don't ignore that the event happened. There's nothing normal about that. I guess you're lucky at that point, because now you have the ability to go with a sense of urgency to do something about it.
Right, exactly. And I think that's probably the most important point there, is that if you're lucky enough for them to go away, don't just think everything's fine, that you should have that checked out.
And if it happens and it goes away, we're not telling anybody to ignore it, but if you ignore it, is it likely that it's going to happen again? Does anybody have this one time and, hey, life is great? It's just this, I went blind for 5 minutes. I'm terrific now. I mean, does it... Are you at risk for it to happen again?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the point, is that if the reason why you had it in the first place is because of the carotid artery disease, then it's very, very likely you'll have it again, and it may not go away the next time you have it.
You
so
go.
That's why it's important to check that out.
Huge. Dr. Chang, who is at risk for carotid artery disease?
So the biggest risk factor really is age. As patients start getting older, they're just more likely to develop blockages within other parts of your body, including carotid artery. Obesity is related to it. High blood pressure is also related to it. And importantly, smoking. So if you smoke now, or have, even if you don't smoke anymore, you smoked, maybe 20 years ago, those things will actually increase the risk of developing these types of blockages. So those are the people that we sort of focus on and try to determine if they have blockages and carotid disease.
Bonus sidebar question. Does this involve heredity? Can it?
To some extent, it's never been very clearly defined that this particular carotid disease is hereditary related, but there definitely are hereditary components to it, just in terms of overall atherosclerotic disease. And what I mean by that is blockages in your arteries and anywhere in your body. But risk factors in terms of health, healthy diet and things like that, and smoking also play a big role into it.
How is carotid artery disease diagnosed?
So we do an ultrasound. So what that is, an ultrasound is a non-invasive, non-radiation-based imaging. Basically, it's just the same type of technology they do when they're looking at new babies in mothers' wombs and things like that. You basically put some gel over the neck, you use a special ultrasound probe, and you would be able to diagnose if there is a significant blockage in your carotid artery.
So sometimes people get that looked at, and they get the news right then and there. Good thing you're here today. We've got something to talk about, and it will present right then and there. Somebody finds out they have an issue.
Correct. Right. So you'll know immediately. Because in the offices that you had mentioned, we do the testing in our own offices. So the vascular surgeon is there at the same time usually. So if you get your test, you'll get your result very quickly.
When this goes on, somebody early on might have a certain percentage blockage and probably is getting along like they don't even think they need to see Dr. Chang. And then as time goes on, the blockage can become more and more significant. I remember a very dear friend of mine, and he lived a very long, amazing life, into his 90s. He at one point got to the point where it was like 90-some% blocked. I mean, so over time, that gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
Right. So that's the important thing, is that if we find out that a patient has carotid disease, but it's not severe enough that needs to be operated on, then importantly, we will usually once a year, twice a year, do an ultrasound just to make sure it stays the same and doesn't get worse. In that case, if it gets worse to the point it needs to be fixed, you fix it before it causes a problem. So surveillance is very important.
I think that is fantastic. Dr. Chang, how is carotid artery disease treated? I know you talked a little bit about the double stent procedure and the newness of that, and that was really amazing to hear about. How do you treat carotid arterial disease?
Right. So just to touch base about that again, the newest technology which we're offering is transcarotid artery revascularization, TCAR, TCAR. It's the newest way of stenting the carotid artery, and it does definitely have advantages to the older way of stenting the carotid artery through the groin. There's less complications, less stroke risk, and the patients do very well. They usually will go home the next day. By the same token, the traditional surgery, which is the carotid endarterectomy, is still very commonly done and is still a very, very good procedure and durable procedure. For those procedures, usually the hospital stay is also one day, so the recovery from that is pretty good too.
Wow.
The difference is that with the surgery, you're physically removing the plaque, so you're removing all the lesion. With the stent, you're basically putting in this metal scaffold to sort of push the stent to the plaque to the side, thus stabilizing the plaque so that the plaque will no longer have a risk of developing, causing a stroke. Both procedures are very, very effective, and there's different reasons. One patient may get surgery, one patient may get a stent, so it's sort of tailored to the patient's need.
Every time we visit with Dr. Chang, I mean, the time, 5 minutes, 35 minutes seems like 5 minutes, and we're down to a little less than 5 minutes in today's program. Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents Deborah Specialty Physician, Dr. Kane Chang, who is the Director of Vascular and Endovascular Surgery with offices conveniently located in Toms River, Manahawkin, Whiting, Burlington, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Patients with carotid arterial disease can be diagnosed in all of these offices that I just mentioned, Toms River, Manahawkin, Whiting, Burlington, and Mount Laurel. And all you have to do is go to DeborahSpecialists.com, DeborahSpecialists.com. Is this something, I mean, a lot of times in life, you get a bad hand. I mean, you didn't really tie in heredity very firmly with this. So this sort of makes me think that we got a choice here, maybe our own choices that we make in terms of lifestyle. Do we exercise? Do we eat right? Are we not obese? Do we have a say in this? Because some things you could do everything right and you get cancer. It's in your family. You could be born with different things that heredity, you know, controls so much and you control so little. But can you actually prevent carotid artery disease?
Well, I don't think you can completely prevent it, but to some extent, you can certainly control some of the risk factors. So certainly smoking would be probably the easiest, well, I wouldn't say easiest, but from a personal point of view, from the patient's point of view, but the most direct way of, you know, trying to prevent the carotid artery blockages from getting worse. So if you smoke, then I would recommend do everything in your power to try to quit smoking, because it makes a very large difference. Even if you smoked your entire life, you can still quit and still have, you know, good benefits. So the smoking, I think, is a big thing. Eating healthy is a big thing also, and most importantly, with the goal of keeping your cholesterol low. Sometimes you need medication for that also, but with a combination of medication and diet, if you can keep your cholesterol as low as possible, that will have the best benefits in preventing these types of problems from happening. Certain things you can't control. There are some amount, like you said, there's some amount of hereditary, but some amount is just related to age alone. And unfortunately, you can't change your age. So it's just sort of being aware of the problem and sort of proactively looking for it and screening for it. But I would say smoking, diet, and cholesterol medications is probably the key things that you can do.
2 minute drill with Dr. Kane Chang and the topic carotid artery disease on Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents. Deborah, specialty physician, Dr. Kane Chang, who is also the director. He's a great surgeon, but also the director of vascular and endovascular surgery. We know that if we have no familial issues, it used to be 50. I think they've lowered it now, whatever, 45, maybe even younger than that, and get a colonoscopy, be proactive. And then there's other things that you can do to be proactive. Is this an area where even if you're not feeling any symptoms that you outlined in your great show here today, Dr. Chang, should someone think about at a certain age being proactive and maybe getting that imaging to see if there's any issue with the carotid artery? What are your thoughts about the ability to be proactive?
Yeah, so it's sort of in the medical field, it's a sort of a gray zone in that there's no direct recommendations that you should get screened even without symptoms, everyone. But for the most part, it's easy enough to do the ultrasound that a lot of vascular specialists, including vascular surgeons, cardiologists, other vascular specialists, will actually look for disease with an ultrasound in appropriately selected patients. And so those are the patients that are older in age, that have heart disease, that have other cardiovascular risk factors, obesity, diabetes, smoking, and those types of things. So it's a sort of a gray area, but if the patients are being regularly seen by a cardiovascular physician, including vascular surgeon, a lot of times we as the physicians will screen patients for these problems.
We're at the moment that the program sadly has to end, but I do want to give you an opportunity to make a closing comment. Anything that you think by way of point of emphasis is important for your listeners to embrace relative to today's topic, carotid artery disease. And I want to remind our listeners that it's been our privilege to present Deborah, specialty physician, Dr. Kane Chang, who is also the director of vascular and endovascular surgery at Deborah Specialty Physicians. And they have vascular offices conveniently located in Toms River, Manahawkin, Whiting, Burlington, and Mount Laurel. So anybody that's dealing with this issue, you can be diagnosed at any of the offices that I just mentioned. And all you have to do for more information or to schedule your appointment is to go to the website Deborah Specialists, S at the end, DeborahSpecialists.com. Closing comment, Dr. Chang. I can't believe it's over.
Yeah, it's fast. I always enjoy being on the show with you. And again, I thank you for having me on again. I think in terms of just what we've discussed today, carotid disease, the important thing to recognize is that these blockages are serious. The ways to prevent it, we sort of discussed with healthy lifestyle, healthy eating, not smoking, seeing doctor on a regular basis, and they would screen you appropriately if they feel it's necessary. If you do develop symptoms or develop blockages, then certainly it's very important to be followed by a vascular surgeon or a vascular specialist to keep an eye on it before it becomes really a problem. And if it ever becomes a problem that needs to be addressed, there are multiple very safe ways of treating it with surgery, with stents, and the stent technology continues to improve and get better and better. So I think there's a lot of options to treat it. It just has to be aware of it and be proactive about it.
Dr. Chang, thank you so much for presenting some very important information today on carotid artery disease. Until we meet again, be well, my friend.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sir.